This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number one of USAprepares.com. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Podcasts are free, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Marjorie Wildcraft is with us today. Welcome, Marjorie.
Hi, Vince. How are you doing?
Marjorie, I was just thinking, you and I chatted for a couple seconds, literally, before the broadcast, and you were having breakfast. And now, did you grow as part of your breakfast that you had this morning?
Yes, I did. Actually, almost every morning is a breakfast. My typical breakfast, and this takes about 5 minutes to make, super easy, unbelievably nutritious. Mm-hmm. I always have some fresh greens growing. In the wintertime, it's kale or spinach or something like that. In the summertime, it's lamb's quarters or chickweed. Just grab a handful of that out of the garden, saute it a little bit with some butter, throw two eggs that I just grab out of the nest from the hens on top, sprinkle a little salt, cover it, let it sit for about 5 minutes, and that's it. It's so simple. Unbelievably, vitamin C in the greens, vitamin K. Eggs are loaded with a lot of the B vitamins, protein, healthy fats. Just a really good diet.
Well, and the cost is almost free, right?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. We pretty much make all our own on-site fertilizer and fertility for all the gardens and orchards and food forests and experiments we have going on here. And the chicken eggs are mostly free. I do supplement them with a little bit of feed when it gets really tough in the winter, or here in Texas when I'm down in Central Texas. August, man, you got to give them some feed. There's hardly anything out there. But really, it's, I grow about half of what I eat, and I don't buy anything from the feed stores, and I don't have to get any fertilizers or anything like that. I do it all sustainably and very simply. The grid could go down tomorrow. It could go down right now. Our conversation would end. But, I'd be fine. I'd be completely fine.
Marjorie, you mentioned the grid could go down. And I've been following a story, and I've been reporting this story. It's about a power generation campus, if you will, where coal is mined and transported across the same property to two power generation stations in Illinois, actually Washington County, Illinois.
Uh-huh. You guys broke that story, didn't you?
Yeah. We broke the story. And over Memorial Day weekend, there was an explosion, a pressure explosion. And this campus has two generation stations. One of them was taken offline. And this power generation station provides electricity to 2.5 million families. So half of their power generation was taken offline with this explosion. when this happens, the government gets involved, investigations happen, OSHA gets involved, like, you know, what safety measures need to be implemented to prevent these things from happening in the future and so forth. And then there has to be the engineering for the repairs and repairing the side of the building and the roof of the building that was, you know, partially blown off. Well,
are any of those 2.5 million people out of power right now, or are they able to cover it with the other?
Not necessarily, but here's what happens. If we didn't have a complex grid to interconnect power generation stations across North America, yeah, local consumers would be without power.
Right, but because we have the grid, some of the other stations are pumping in.
Right, that's exactly right. But here's the problem. There is nothing that man has built to date that is more complex than the power grid. And with complexity grows more potential for problems. And last night I was on Aaron Dakin's show, and the analogy that I used was like back in the 60s, you could buy a car with crank-up windows, and that was common. I mean, that was the standard, right? And then electric or power windows came into vogue. But some people would say, I don't want them. That's just one more thing to break.
My mom used to say that all the time. She says, you know, that's just one more thing to break. She said, I'd rather have it simple.
Right. Well, the power grid is so complex that there was a virus or malware, if you will, that was traveling across the Internet, and it actually prevented the quick recovery of a power outage on the East Coast a few years ago. So as we get more and more complex, we have a greater potential for failure. And with that failure, we could lose our power to our homes and our businesses and to the stores who sell us things. And those stores have no clue as to the prices that are charged at the cash register. They don't know because prices are generally not attached to the goods that we buy as they go across that scanning station, right? So without power, even if a store did have some items for sale, they wouldn't know the price. And if they did know the price, they wouldn't be able to charge those with credit cards or debit cards for them because the power would be out. So what I'm saying is we had just a simple, what's called a steam explosion in Illinois. It took the power out. And if there were no backup, those people in that service area would be without power, couldn't buy food, couldn't buy anything, including gasoline. So we are precariously perched. And that's why I think it's so important to share your message about growing your own groceries. And your website, growyourowngroceries.com, growyourowngroceries.com. You've got a DVD set, and I have a copy, and I've shared it with family and friends. And it's your story. It's your story about how you bought this farm and how you have water and how you grow your own food. And you take us on a tour of your farm. It's delightful. It actually shows people how they can forget the current city life. They can forget the suburban life and buy a farm and actually do what you do. So for over an hour, they can view with their family what it's like. What it's like where you live, what it's like where I live. And, you know, I don't think there is a better lifestyle. Do you, Marjorie?
I honestly don't, Vince. You know, I got into this because I was deeply concerned, and I still am. I believe economic collapse is a matter of when, not if.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got into growing food. There's two reasons people start growing food. One is because they're scared about some sort of collapse scenario, and the other is because of a health issue. And I got into it because basically for both, but and you know, you're coming into something. A lot of times, that's what it takes to motivate you, is to be really good. In, you know, the wake up call, right? The crash with the semi truck, the heart attack, right? The cancer, the test results that come in. That's usually what people need to make a major life change. But I tell you what, I'm just out this morning planting some trees and working in the garden. I would not trade this for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would not trade this for anything. My sister-in-law is a VP with a big multinational, and I look at her, and I'm, you know, she's pale because she's in the fluorescent lights all the time and traveling and flying back and forth internationally. And I used to do that. And I look at her and I'm at family gatherings and I go, you know, that's who I would be if I had not left the whole multinational career up the ladder thing. And I am so grateful because I've got better health care benefits than anybody in a Fortune 500 company.
Marjorie, I have some relatives who are in the same position that you're talking about, flying every week. I mean, literally every week. I wouldn't be able to stand it. But, you know, if you look at their business cards, they read very, very well. I mean, they have these wonderful jobs and they're paid a lot of money, but they're not home. They are flying either all over the country or all over the world. Their home is a hotel room, you know, for most of their awake life. They don't get a chance to see their families as much. And the funny thing is, they refer to me as their rich brother-in-law. And I get a kick out of that because they probably make 30 times what I might make. But when they talk about rich, I don't think they're talking about digits in the bank. I think they're talking about lifestyle, where I can get up and except for this radio, which actually runs by the clock from 9 o'clock through 11 o'clock Monday through Friday. Except for that, my life is my own, and I can go and talk to the animals and feed the animals and spend time with the animals and fix the fence and cut the hay. And I mean, it's not like I can avoid it. I there's certain things I just have to do, but I can do it when I really want to, when I think it's appropriate. I don't mean that I'm lazy, because I'm not, but I do have some freedom as to what I do and when I do because I live on a farm. And you have the same thing, don't you?
Well, yeah, but you know, you could do this in a backyard. And my research center now, what we're dedicated to doing is finding five different ways that you could grow half of your own food in a backyard-sized space in less than an hour a day. And that'd be an hour a day where you're outside, you're getting some gentle exercise, you're growing deeply nutritious food, you're feeding your body, you're also growing medicine, you're not needing to go to the supermarket as much, you're starting to get less and less dependent on drugstores and the medical system, and you start getting healthy, you're saving money because you're buying, and you're getting to eat food that is beyond organic. I mean, the organic standards, once the USDA got involved in those have deteriorated to almost nothing. So,
Marjorie Wildcraft's with us. GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I always have a lot of fun when Marjorie Wildcraft is on the broadcast classroom with us, and we're talking about food. Marjorie, a couple days ago I mentioned that you were going to be with us, and that your feeling, if I'm saying this right, is people who are producers are better positioned to withstand the days and years ahead. You mentioned the collapse. I believe it is absolutely coming. There's no question in my mind that it's coming. And I'm doing everything that I can to provide.
Yeah, you know, if you're able to make something, and food is probably the most important thing to be able to make. I've visited economically collapsed countries, and I've interviewed people that have survived economic collapse, civil war, horrific, you know, tsunami type events, you know, just political disruptions, and I've also been an avid student of the historical examples, for example, the Civil War here in the United States or Weimar Germany, and every single one of those cases, the most important thing to people is food and eating, and it's the thing we take most for granted. And in all those situations, there was a lot more locally grown food than there is today. You know, you think about the South, back in the 1800s, right, or even Germany in the early 1900s, but people starved, and you know that's the day to day thing. Yeah, you know you were definitely going to need to be concerned about defense and heating and cooling and all the you know the other things that go on medical, but three times a day people are used to eating, and that actually becomes the overbearing concern of how am I going to feed my kids today? What am I going to eat? Where am I going to get something from? Those grocery stores only have 4 days worth of food supply in them. The food travels to you an average of 1,500 miles. So, you know, what are you going to do? there's ever any kind of disruption.
You mentioned the Civil War or the War of Northern Aggression. And I used to live in Virginia in the South, and it reminds me that, you know, there are still examples of the Civil War all over rural Virginia. And there was a piece on a documentary about the Civil War about hardtack, which was kind of like a really rock-hard biscuit that that you could eat. And I remember hearing in this documentary that, you know, when you put it in water or tea to soften it up, you know, the bugs would come floating out to the top. And if you skim them off, it didn't leave much of a taste of the bugs if you skim them off. And what I'm saying, I'm trying to draw a picture. That's how bad it was. And people were willing to eat bug-infested flour bricks, if you will, that were called hard tack. And they were glad
Virginia,
to do
Virginia
it.
Was one of the hardest hit states, and I was reading an excerpt from a diary of a woman that lived in that area, and she said, the only thing in the butcher shops are rats. They'd have dressed out rats hanging where there would normally be chickens or beef or venison or something, and there was nothing available of that. It was only rats. And then toward the end, before the war ended, she said the bat wasn't even available. There was nothing.
And we mentioned the power grid, and seriously, you mentioned 4 days worth of food in the food stores or the supermarkets. My number is three days for most stores will run out of everything. And what happens, generally accepted, what happens in day number one?
With the flash mobs, right? Yeah.
Well, day number one is people will say, TV went out. I wonder what's going on. Day number two, they're out walking around. And they're saying, geez, I better get some stuff because, you know, the refrigerator's out and we better get some stuff, some food and supplies. And day number three, windows are broken. They've already started breaking on window day number two. And within 14 days, it is absolutely unrecoverable Mad Max to the point where if the power grid really went down in this country, we would not be able to recover. It would be that the country would be broken, destroyed, the infrastructure would be destroyed, the buildings would be destroyed. The police, you know, we think they're going to come and protect us. After probably a week, they're going home. Maybe day 7, 8, 9, they're going home to protect their own families. They're not going to be protecting us. And the same with the military. So when we come back from the other side of this break, let's talk about the serious side of what we need to do, to grow our own food and protect our families. Marjorie Wildcraft, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, some of you know that I purchased the domain name Hang the Cops, Hang the IRS, Hang TSA, Hang the Lobbyists. Last night I did a post, or put up a post, about a SWAT team who threw a stun grenade into a toddler's crib in Atlanta, Georgia. And this grenade blew up and put this toddler in a coma. It was a drug raid that had gone bad. It was a multi-jurisdictional task force that got involved with this. And the reason I have this domain, Hang the Cops, is because of exactly this. Bashing into the wrong house. People are dying. People are getting maimed and wounded for life because of this nonsense. And I believe that we need to publish the names of everyone involved. And I believe that if a judge issues a warrant to do these things, everyone, including the judge, needs to be tried and, if found guilty, put in jail or prison for these crimes. They're killing us. It's unacceptable. So if you want to read it, it's made it to the Drudge Report now, but we had it on our website. It's up there now. SWAT team throws stun grenade into toddler's crib during raid. Horror. It's on USAPrepares.com right now. If you want to see what it looks like when you get hit in the face with a stun grenade, there's a picture of this toddler on life support right now. It's absolutely outrageous. And it's because of things like this that I believe that you need to protect your family and yourselves in every way possible, including growing your own food. Now, Marjorie Wildcraft is known as an international, she's known internationally as an expert in growing food. And some in our class today may say, geez, Marjorie, you've got a farm. Finelli, you've got a farm. Yeah, you can do that. I can't do that because I live in a neighborhood or I live in the city. Let's help those who live in the suburbs or live in the city grow their own groceries right now in buckets or whatever they need to do. Marjorie, please share your thoughts with us.
Vince, you can grow half of your own food in a backyard size space, and it'll only take you about less than an hour a day. And most people, when you say growing your own food, the first thing they're thinking is, oh, gardens. And, you know, gardens are a component of it because you do want fresh vegetables. But really where you're going to generate a lot of calories and a lot of really great nutrition is going to be in rabbits or quail or chickens or fish. We have lots of different ways that we can do it, aquaponics or, just having rabbit hutches or just a little free-range flock in your backyard. Now, even if you don't, and you can do it totally in a backyard. In fact, there are families that have a whole CSA, a whole farm in their backyard where they're selling the vegetables. They're producing so much, they're actually selling it to restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's amazing what you can do once you get started. The rabbit hutch I have, 20 feet long, 2.5 feet wide, and it produces about 80 rabbits a year. And that is about half of the protein requirements for my family of four. That's a lot of really good meat. And anything you can do with chicken, you can do with rabbit. It's almost the same type of meat. In fact, my husband makes these delicious enchiladas, and we often serve them to guests and forget to tell them that it's rabbit meat, and they always just assume it's chicken, you know. So, the other thing about it, Vince, the systems that I'm talking about, like, so you get rabbits and chickens and just a couple of little vegetable gardens, they don't need any refrigeration. You can go out and take a rabbit and process a rabbit in the backyard and have it in the pot in about 20 minutes. That feeds a family of four. You can stretch it and feed a family of eight from one, you know, just like a chicken, right? You know, put some rice with it or potatoes or different things, right?
Right.
And it's gone, right? And then you take whatever's left over and you take those bones and you put it on the back of the stove and let it simmer overnight. And the next day you make a soup out of it. And that thing never has to ever be refrigerated, you know.
Marjorie, some of our class might be saying, yeah, but, it's against zoning where I live to dig up the backyard or dig up the front yard. And here's my response to that. If that happens to you, you can certainly call me. My phone number is on the website, usapreparers.com, or you can send me an email. You can send me some pictures, and we will jump right on it. And we will give credit to that municipality, that city, that individual. If you have their phone number, their business card, when they harass you, we will make them famous. And every time that we've done that, Marjorie, they have backed down. I'm talking, the city of Orlando, Florida, was beating up this family for growing a garden, growing food in their suburban yard, and they were fining them $500 a day. And I called the investigator, and I gave out her number and her name on the air. By the afternoon of that day, they gave up. They said, you know, we're changing the ordinance. We stopped the fine. It's all going to go away. And that's the city of Orlando. So if we can do that in Orlando, we can do that in your neighborhood. So all you have to do is call your local TV station, call your local radio stations, say you're being harassed for growing food, trying to live, okay, trying to produce food for your own family. Ring the alarm, and they'll probably cover that story, and the city or the municipality will probably back down. And we at USAPreparedness.com will come to your rescue for sure. So
wow.
I just wanted to share that.
I'll let people know about that. But, you know, there are so many cities now that they have reversed ordinances. You know, quite frankly, a lot of this, it's not going to, you know, if you've got it in your backyard and you've got rabbits, or if you're worried about the noise of chickens, just get a flock of ducks. They produce about the same, actually higher quality eggs, and they're quiet. They aren't going to know, or a lot of times the ordinance are just against, you know, chickens, and they forget all about things like rabbits or ducks or other other livestock. So, and, you know, a couple of garden beds. There's no reason they can't be done beautifully or deliciously in ways that people don't realize what's even going on. So
what about the Victory Gardens, that style gardening that was done during World War II? The
Isn't
government
that amazing?
Encouraged.
Yeah,
the government encouraged us to grow our own groceries on balconies, in buckets, in cities. Brooklyn, New York, everywhere across the country, grow your own groceries. It was something that they were trying to do to offload the burden on the farmers
during the war.
World War II.
Yeah. And you know what was amazing, and I've read this statistic more than a few times, is that 20 million new gardeners, this is, you know, the 1940s, these people had never gardened before, 20 million of them got going, and in the first year, they produced 40% of America's produce that got consumed. So 40% of the fruits and vegetables that America ate was done within the first year by this 20 million people who were brand new gardeners. So, that system was heavily emphasizing gardens and produce, and that's you definitely want to have that. I was in north of Santa Fe is the Permaculture Institute, and these people have a food forest, which is a bunch of trees that are fruits and nuts and things like that, and then they have some livestock, some goats and chickens, and two systems for growing food, two different ways to do it. And I said, wow, that's really neat, because those are probably some of the easiest ways, right? Once you get a fruit tree established, there's not that much work to it, right? But it produces a ton of food.
Right.
It's a great way to go. And I was there the summer after they'd had a freak winter where they'd gotten 30 below zero, and all their fruit trees lived, and their nut trees lived, and their livestock, of course, lived, but the fruit and nut trees were not producing that year. And I was talking to the Scott and Arena Pittman, are the Permaculture Institute owners there, and then they said, you know, we really learned the value of an annual garden. Have a little bit of a garden every now and then, right? But the key is diversity.
Right.
Have a lot of different systems. Yeah.
Well, you're That's absolutely right, because we have, on our farm, we had two fig trees, and they were absolutely magnificent. And because of the geoengineering that our government is working on and destroying our lives, and those of our us who are farmers are really seeing the benefits of their efforts, and I say that facetiously, we lost those two fig trees because of the rapid change in temperature. The fig trees just couldn't stand it. And you're absolutely right. You do need to have diversity, because we are under attack. The government has declared war. These are my words. The government has declared war on we the people through geoengineering. I'm very serious about that. And Marjorie, are you seeing chemtrails above your farm in Texas?
Well, you know, we see a lot of stuff. And the other day we had this, it looked like a spider web type material coming out of the sky that would dissipate within a very short period of time. It was not a natural thing, and it was very clear it was not. It was almost like a big billowing gossamer waves of this stuff, and we had seen it one other time out here before. And we tried to get a sample of it so we could send it into a lab or something, but we, like I said, it dissipated, and it was so fragile. We were like, what in the heck is this stuff? It was all over the place.
We have
everywhere.
Seen it. We have seen that, too. And it will cover miles and miles. It's not like just one spider web coming down. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
For miles and miles and miles. Are you finding that when someone tries gardening for the first time, what is their typical success rate?
Well, because most of us don't have very good soils, I'd say people usually are not very successful the first time out. And the secret to doing to really having a really big, beautiful, you know, abundant vegetables growing out your ears is to have really deep, nutritious, fertile soil that's alive, has a lot of minerals in it, and that's what you got to work on.
Yeah, and it's not everywhere. So composting and animal manure is what you're talking about to supplement your soils, right? Yeah. Marjorie Wildcraft's with us, and we're going to talk about her DVD. If you want to see how to do it, it's on her DVD. We'll talk about how to get it when we come right back.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, class, during the break, you heard a commercial from Freeze Dry Guy. And as you know, the Freeze Dry Guy is a friend of the family here. And when I look in our children's trunks of their cars and trucks, they carry around buckets of Freeze Dry Guy food, like a bucket in each car, just in case. So you might want to consider that. And currently there's a sale, rice, meat, and potato sale. 866-404-3663. And Marjorie Wildcraft is talking about growing your own groceries. Marjorie, I've seen your DVD set. It's absolutely fabulous, really. It's so good I share it with friends and family. Tell us about it and how do we get it?
Well, if you want to become free of supermarkets and drugstores, this is the ticket. It's like me taking you by the hand and showing you, here's rainwater systems, here's the most efficient gardening method, here's the easiest food sources to grow, here's the fastest food sources to grow, and it's exactly me, what I do every day to provide my own food. And it's two DVDs. We couldn't fit it all on one, and there's a whole bunch of bonus things. A whole bunch of bonus books that we give with you, like how to build that rainwater collection system, how to tan a rabbit hide, a whole book on seed saving, catfish ponds. Most people have, if you got a space and you got a quarter acre or an acre of a pond, you stock that thing with fish and you got food right there, right? So, right. The video set is really designed to liberate you and to get you free. Of everything we do is from a perspective of sustainability, which is also the same as being able to do it even if everything collapses and the grid goes down. You'll be able to eat well. This is organic, deeply nutritious, healthy food. No GMOs, no pesticides, no toxins, nothing like that. Just really good food with animals that are healthy and that are raised humanely. So
yep.
Yeah.
And you can go to growyourowngroceries.com, Or if you're driving and you can't take notes, you can go to USAPrepares.com, page one, at the bottom of the page where the instructors are listed. You can click on Marjorie Wildcraft there and take you right to her page, and you can order it. Marjorie, you talked about fish. We have some ponds on the farm, and I want to talk about just for a second what it costs to raise fish. You can buy 100 6 to 8 inch long catfish, and you can stock your pond with them. And when I do that, it costs $32. $32 for 100 catfish. Now, I did that years ago. Those catfish are 18, maybe even 24 inches long. They're huge.
Yep.
And so where can you buy, let's say, an 18-inch long catfish? Several bucks.
Yeah.
For 32 cents. Where can you do that? You can't. So you can grow your own.
Yeah, they've just been eating the insects and the bugs and the other little fish, and you didn't have to put anything into them.
I did have to. I did have to put a scope on a couple turtles, and the reason is those darn turtles like the catfish.
Oh yeah, they
and,
do. Yeah.
So I don't like doing that, but you know, it was protecting the catfish, so there are a few less. A fewer turtles in the pond.
Well, did you have turtle soup?
No. But what happens when those turtles expire? They sink to the bottom of the pond.
Oh.
And so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the catfish.
Yeah, I really, that's exactly right. The catfish have turtle soup. But yes, you can do it. Yes, you can start on your balcony in your city property or your apartment or your trailer or your mobile home or your suburban home. Yes, you can. And we encourage that you do it. Marjorie does it. We do it. And a whole bunch of our USAPrepares.com family. We all do it. We're trying to become more and more self-sufficient. We're growing our own groceries because we believe that the time is coming in our lives when we're going to need these skills. So why don't you get started right now? GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. Marjorie Wildcraft, thanks so much for being with us today, sharing with us the information.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. And you know, you don't have to eat bugs, right, Marjorie?
Oh,
you can
no,
eat
no.
other things.
That's what I'm into eggs and chickens and rabbits and vegetables. Yeah.
Vince, thanks so much.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.